Well, hello, uncles and aunties. It's wonderful once again to speak to all of you. And it is truly a privilege to be able to give you a word today on this Sunday, on the 14th of February. Happy Chinese New Year also. I hope that the festivities have been good for you. You have been enjoying yourselves, although we are quite limited and constrained because of all the government rules. We hope that you still can have a good time with your family. Most of all, that you can have a time by yourself to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord, and to remember all the wonderful things that He has blessed us with. Well, we have started 2021, all the bilingual messages, on this topic of prayer. And this idea of prayer, we have studied various parts about this topic of prayer. For example, one part of it is why we ought to pray. And there are many reasons why we ought to pray. God is our rock, God is our deliverer, and there are many reasons that we can call out to God for. Also, we have looked at how we should or should not pray. Now, what else can we learn about prayer? And today, I'd like to introduce to you this part about prayer, and it is called the responses to prayer. How should we respond as we pray to God? And today, I'd like to share with you this text from Psalms, and it's taken from Psalm 116. So 116, this psalm, is a description of how the psalmist responded to God as he prayed. And this is actually an illustration for us to show us how we too can respond as we pray. So we know the reasons why we should pray. We know how we should pray. But today we're going to look at the responses we should have as we pray. Now this is going to be quite interesting. Let's take a look at Psalm 116. And immediately we start with the first verse. It is, I love the Lord. Now this is a wonderful four words. Well, today is the 14th of February. It is known to the world as Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day, people are saying, I love you to each other. Young couples are, I call them young because, you know, they are still very filled with love for each other. I would classify myself as one of them, I think. Tell people that we love them, tell your spouse that you love them, and things like that. Today, we look at a special person that we should love, most of all, and that is none other than God Himself. I love the Lord. And this is a declaration of love. Now, why would the psalmist say these words? I love the Lord. And the reasons are stated. In verse 1, we read, I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications. Verse 2, because He has inclined His ear to me, therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. You see, this expression of love by the psalmist saying these words, I love the Lord, was a response to how God heard his prayer. Of course, it was good. It was very genuine, and it was truly heartfelt. So, I love the Lord. This is the first response to God as the psalmist prayed. And this is our response. We should be our response as well. As we pray, as we think about how God remembers us or God hears our prayers, we seek to respond to Him in love. Now, when is the last time you have said, I love you to somebody? Well, over, of course, the past few months, I have a newborn at home, my son, Liam. So almost every day now, I would tell him, I love you. Daddy loves you very much. Then along the way, of course, I will tell my wife, okay, I also love you, don't worry, right? So I love you. And this is something that I try to tell my son all the time. And it is, of course, natural. But I fear that too often we have lost the sense and the meaning of telling somebody that we love them. And, you know, it's not always easy to tell somebody that you love them. But for the Lord, He deserves all our love. And when is the last time that you have told the Lord that you love Him? And this is my own challenge, to tell the Lord that I love Him for all the wonderful things that He has done for me. And this should be our very first response, to respond in love. And that is how the psalm begins. It is also how we should always begin as we respond to God. I love you, Lord. And all the more, as I read this, it's so fresh to read these words from Psalm 116. Straight away, not ashamed, not feeling, you know, down or discouraged anyway. It's just straight away, such a refreshing mood. I love the Lord. And may that be your response as well. As you think about prayer, as you think about God, as you think about how God has answered your prayers, I love you, Lord. And may that also be our challenge, to love the Lord so much more. Now, why could the psalmist respond the way he did? And it has to do with this other word, not just the response. How did the psalmist respond the way he did? This word, this thought that helps him to respond the way he did is that he remembered. Now, that is a key part of this psalm. And this is how we actually should read Psalm 116. There's a response, there's a remembering, there's a response again, there's a remembering again. See, that is how the psalmist interacted and how he responded in prayer. Not only did he respond to God, he remembered what God had done for him. Now, let's read this a little bit more in verses 3 and 4. He remembered, what did he remember? He remembered the tough times that he faced. So obviously there was verse 3, the pains of death surrounded me. Well, it could be physical, we don't really know yet. But we read, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. That means he not only felt some physical distress, he also felt emotional distress. I found trouble and sorrow. This was the tough times that he faced. And verse 4, then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. So how did the psalmist respond? As in, how was the psalmist able to respond in such a manner of love to the Lord? It did not was just a response. He remembered first of the tough times he was in and how God helped him out of that tough times. We read on in verses 5, 6. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our Lord is merciful. So he remembers the tough times. He remembers how God helped him. He remembers how God was to him. God was gracious. God was righteous. God was merciful to him. And was that true? Yes, absolutely, because God preserved him. The Lord, verse 6, the Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and He saved me. Verse 7 now, return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. So first, we start with the response of, I love the Lord. But it wasn't just an empty response. It came from somewhere. It came from the psalmist remembering how God was merciful and gracious to him. And in that graciousness, in that mercy, God preserved him, God saved him. What else can we learn from Psalm 116? You see, remembering cannot just stop at one point of time. Remembering is a continued process. As you remember one part, you can also continue to remember other parts as well. And that's what the psalmist did. He never just stopped at, okay, I remember this, and that's it. He continued to remember again. That is the beautiful thing about remembering. It's about repeating the memories that have gone by to revisit them again and again. And that's what the psalmist did. Look, he continued. He did not just stop at verse 7. He went on to verse 8. He continued to write, "For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling." What does the psalmist remember again? Not only did he remember how God was gracious towards him, how God preserved him, he also continued to remember how God delivered him, how he delivered him from death, delivered him from tears, and delivered him from falling in a figurative sense. So this is how the psalmist remembered. And it was because of these memories, because of this remembrance that was there, that he was able to respond the way he did. You see, too often we pray and then we forget. Too often we pray and then we just move on with life. But we don't take time to remember how God has actually answered our prayers. But here the psalmist did, and it caused him to respond appropriately the way he did. First, in love. So the psalmist really took time to remember how God answered his prayers. What do I remember about how I prayed to God? I remember, of course, every time we look at our son, I remember how he was specially preserved during his birth. It was a complicated situation. All of a sudden, it was normal at first, but it became really complicated. But the Lord preserved him, and the Lord answered our prayers. Actually, about 4 years ago now, during this time, it's actually my grandmother's death anniversary. What do I remember of that? I remember how, as a family, we prayed that she would come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And did the Lord answer our prayers? He did. He did answer our prayers. And all the more, we are confident that our grandmother has found salvation and is with the Lord Jesus in heaven. This is what I remember of how God answered my prayers, or how God answered our prayers. And all the more, I want to respond well. So, of course, there is love. You know, I just look at the Lord and I want to tell the Lord, I love you. As much as we tell people that we love them, or sometimes it's hard to tell people that we love them. But for the Lord, it should be the most natural thing because of what the Lord has done for us. I love you, Lord. And I am deeply challenged in my own heart to tell the Lord, I love you. And may that be your challenge today, to tell the Lord, you love Him. But this love is not just empty words. It comes from a place where you remember how God has wonderfully protected you, preserved you, helped you, and delivered you. So, of course, we know of many of our brethren who have gone through difficult times, whether it is through the hospital, through medical illnesses, through tough situations that they face. But the Lord has delivered, has He not? Then all the more, we must respond well. First, in love. But, you know, as you remember, what comes to mind? And as I remember the wonderful things that God has done for me, or for all of us, it causes my heart to want to respond even more. Now, that is what the psalmist felt as well. Take a look. Verse 12 now. How can he asked himself these words, "What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" See, the psalmist first responded in love. I love the Lord because He has heard my prayers and my supplications. Then he went to remember how the Lord has wonderfully protected him, delivered him, preserved him. But as he remembered all these things, he reflected on these things. You know what? It caused his heart to think, how can I respond even more? How can I respond even more appropriately to the wonderful mercy and the grace of God given to him? That's why he asked these words, "What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" You see, too often, once again, we not only forget, we also just remember just a little, but we don't take the step to go further. This is what the psalmist did. He took the step to go further in his response with God. It wasn't just enough to say, I love the Lord, and that's it. He really thought about how God was such a great help to him, and he sought to respond appropriately. And that is an example and a good lesson for us as well. Don't just stop saying, I love the Lord. Think, can I respond more appropriately? What else can I do for God? What can I render to all the benefits to the Lord, for all His benefits toward me? And this is what the psalmist replied. I will take up the cup of salvation, meaning his greater sense of worship towards God. Call upon the name of the Lord. He will seek to call upon the name of the Lord so much more. Committed to pray. I will pay my vows to the Lord. All the promises that he made to the Lord, he will pay it due, and he will see it completed now in the presence of all his people. So the psalmist actually went further. So one, we start with response to how God has answered our prayers. Two, we take time to remember, of course, how God has been so good to us. But as we take time to remember, we just stand in awe of God all over again, and it causes, once again, the heart to respond even more, to go further in our response, to respond now appropriately to God. So there's a response, there's a remembering, there's a response once again, and this time with even more greater conviction, greater strength. So that is what prayer should be. Prayer, of course, is a response to God. Prayer is about remembering God. Prayer is going further and responding even more to God. And we see this very clearly in Psalm 116. You know, there comes a most precious verse in 116. You see, as the psalmist responded, as the psalmist remembered, he began to realize a really most wonderful, important truth. And it's found in verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Wow, what does that mean? He began to realize, as he remembered about God, as he sought to respond, as he sought to go deeper, he began to realize with even more clarity these words. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. What does it mean? It means that God, all his saints, are precious to God, such that even their death is also precious. So much so that we don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear. Why? Because God, it is precious to God. God is concerned. God cares. That is the main point. God cares about us. Even if we have to face death, God really cares for us. And even if we die, it is still precious to God. God cares for us deeply. So even in the face of fear, is God there? In the face of death, is God there? Yes, God is there. And we don't have to be afraid, because we are precious in God's eyes. Even our death, it matters to God. Now that is a most wonderful, astonishing truth. And as the psalmist understands this a bit more, he responds even further. Now he goes one more step further. Verse 16, O Lord, truly, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. He sought to serve the Lord as his response. Not only that, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the Lord. He sought to offer a thanksgiving offering to God. So we see throughout this psalm, it is teaching us very much about how we ought to respond to God in prayer. We start with a response of love. We go to how the psalmist remembered how God had been with him. And then the psalmist goes on to respond even further. And as he realizes more important truths about God, and finally he ends with these words that he will serve the Lord and he will offer thanksgiving offerings to the Lord. Well, we are in the midst of Chinese New Year. And at Chinese New Year, of course, I am at an age where I have to give angpaos already. Is that a good thing? Yes, to me it is. I do enjoy giving out angpaos. But not only to younger ones, but also to people who I really seek to honor. Parents, for example, is one of them. And we seek to give things to people who we honor. What about the Lord? Isn't He deserving of all our honor, all our praise, and all our thanksgiving? You know, this is a reminder, even as we celebrate Chinese New Year, the person who we must honor the most is none other than God Himself. This is the best response that we have. One, that of love. Moving on to further responses of calling upon the Lord, paying the vows, serving the Lord, and giving a thanksgiving offering to God. And this is something that we all can practice. And this is our encouragement for every single person. You know, don't stop praying. We truly have every reason to pray. But even as we pray, you know, let us not forget how God has answered our prayers. And truly, God has answered our prayers. Finally, may we respond appropriately to God in love, in deep gratitude, and of course, deep thanksgiving as well. So once again, this is a psalm that teaches us so much more how we ought to respond to God in prayer. And maybe we challenge to just tell the Lord, I love you. And out of that love, may we seek to respond appropriately to God as we ought to. Why? Because God is deserving. Our God is truly wonderful. Take a look at how He has said. Verse 2, once again, because He has inclined His ear toward me. How would a great God far above in the heavens would even hear us? Now that is a great mystery and that is a great wonder. And all the more our hearts are moved to say, I love you, Lord. And let me then respond appropriately to you. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we just thank you for this time that we have to read your word. We thank you that we can learn important truths about prayer through your Psalms. And Father, we pray that we'll learn what it means to just grow in love toward you. Let us not forget about your wonderful blessings towards us, the benefits you've poured out to us. We pray that we'll respond well, respond appropriately, and just to go further in our response, never to just be contented with just saying thank you. Father, we pray that you just fill our hearts, to fill us to be in all of you so much more that we can truly say that we will call upon your name for as long as we live. Father, we pray that we'll be committed to you so much more as your people and as your servants. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.